Psalm 34. And we'll try to look in the scriptures here. The book of Psalm, chapter number 34. It's a blessing to be in the Lord's work. I've been traveling and preaching for quite a few years and traveling with my family. My wife will be married soon to be 18 years. And so we've been traveling all that time. And God's been good to us to let us go in little churches such as this and hills and hollers and preach the Word of God. It's a real joy, a real honor to do that. And so such a blessing to see Brother Mike and his wife, which I've not seen in many, many years. And so I'm glad that the Lord let us be in these services these last couple of days together. And we thank the Lord for that. And I trust that the Lord will help us. Psalm 34, we can just remain seated, and I'll read some scripture here. The Bible says in verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Man, what a blessing that is. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Yes. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Thank you, brother. Let's read that verse again, verse number 6. The Bible says here, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So I want to talk to you on this thought, the cry of the poor man. The cry of the poor man. The Father, we ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that, Lord, you'd help us, settle our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school hour. Thank you, Lord, for the singing, the congregational singing, the special singing. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd use us for your honor and for your glory. Help those that, Lord, would desire to be here today and cannot be here because of physical sickness. Lord, I pray that, Lord, this ailment, Lord, would not spread throughout the church and hinder people from coming. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you just might bless, Lord, at this day and then the days to come. Lord, as Brother Tim comes to preach the Word of God, I pray that, Lord, you move in the midst of this congregation. And Lord, I pray that you break out an old-fashioned meeting for your honor and for your glory. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. We do pray, amen and amen. The background of the psalm, that some of the verses that I read to you in your hearing today, is when David has fled to Gath. And of course, you remember that Saul, the king, amen, was after David, and he was going to desire to kill him. And it wasn't anything that David had done, but jealousy had filled Saul's heart. And therefore, he wanted to kill him. He would repent of that many different times. And David would even spare Saul's life. And there were people in David's camp that would desire to rid David of his enemy, Saul. But he would not allow that. Amen. I tell you, there's something to be said. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Amen. And every one of us, amen, if we're not careful, our hearts can be filled with jealousy against other people, amen. And it will cause us to try to tear them down and cause them great harm. Amen. But God protected him. God protected David. Amen. And the servants of Achish can't question David's motive as he goes down there to Gath. They had heard, amen, the proverb that Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s, amen. And they're getting ready to go to battle against Israel, amen. And they said, now this individual here, amen, there's already a proverb been given. And certainly, amen, the best way he would be able to win his master's favor would be with the heads of these young men. And listen, the Philistines didn't want him to go down with them to battle, amen. And so he is in great distress. And he talks about this poor man, and this poor man is David, that cried unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered him. Many times in the Old Testament, amen, salvation speaks of physical deliverance, amen. And that's what it was talking about here. God was going to deliver David from his enemies. But I want to give us an application, something that would be, once we understand the context of this passage of Scripture, I want to make an application of the cry of the poor man, amen. Because I'm telling you, friend, there's many times that we're in distress, that we're in danger, and thank God, sinners, amen, certainly need the help of the Lord, and we need to cry out to God, amen. So I want you to notice, first of all, it is a cry of destitution. The Bible said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Destitution means want, absence of a thing, a state of which something is wanted or not possessed, or poverty. This is a poor man. You that are sitting here and never been saved by the grace of God, you don't realize how poor and how lonely you really are. Amen. We're destitute of what God demands. We don't have what God requires, because God requires if every one of us perfect righteousness. We can't produce it. We can't merit it. We can't merit God's favor. And if it ain't for the grace of Almighty God, we never be accepted in the sight of God. Amen. And so it is a cry of destitution. I think over here in Luke chapter number 5, if you'll look with me, over in the Gospel of Luke chapter number 5, here is a man that cries out to the Lord. And listen, it is a man that is full of leprosy, amen. The Bible says in verse number 12 of Luke chapter number 5, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy who seen Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy departed from him. Listen, this man realized that he had a condition that could not be healed by human means. Amen. And he got in the right position and fell on his face. Amen. It was a humbling position. Sinners need to be humble before the Lord. Amen. Listen, God, listen, will humble the proud. And if you want to be exalted by God, then you must humble yourself. I want to tell you, Brother Zach said it well. We have a problem in our day and hour with pride. We are proud. We are arrogant. And listen, if you're going to get help from God, you must have the position like this leper, amen. He humbled himself. He bowed low, amen, friend. I'm going to tell you, friend, that'll make a difference in a person's life, amen, when they find out from God how wretched, how wicked they are, amen, and they get low in the sight of God, amen, and humble themselves, amen. Zacchaeus was a man of great position, great authority, amen. Listen, friend, he was a tax collector, amen. Listen, every IRS agent needs to get saved, amen. I will tell you one thing, friend. Amen, friend. I will tell you, but listen, he had to come down. He had to come down from his tree, amen. And listen, friend, he had to find out. He had to go, listen, and get right with God and get right
right with the Messiah and get right with Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad for the day when I come down from my high and lofty position and got right with God. Oh, happy day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
A cry of destitution, right. Amen. The Bible and leprosy typifies sin and salvation. Amen. Notice this. Sin makes you an outcast from God's presence.
Sir.
Sin excludes you from the presence of God. There can any sin enter into the presence of a holy God.
That's right.
For without are dogs. That's what the Bible says in the book of the Revelation. Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, friends, sin will exclude you from the very presence of God. You can't get in the presence of God with sin. Listen, friend, there's not going to be one sin that's going to enter into that city. Amen. It's a holy city.
Right.
It's going to take holy people to get there. Amen.
Right.
And listen, friend, unless it be for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, you're never going to see, you're never going to enter into the kingdom of God except it be by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It makes us an outcast from society and from God.
Right.
Amen, friend. Oh, yes. That leper, amen, he had to cover his upper lip. He had to wear certain garments. He had to be put outside the city. They had leper camps and leper colonies, amen. And they had no rights. And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you didn't have any representation, if you couldn't get there and the priest represents you to God, amen. Listen, friend, you had no hope. But listen, this man knew. Can you imagine what this man had to go through? Listen, friend, he was already an outcast, Brother David, but it was a cry of destitution. He knew he had a need in his life, and he was going to do whatever it took to get to God. Amen. He come to the Master. Amen. He kept, listen, I felt like I gave a book report, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Last night, God's helping me a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he did what it took. Just like that woman. Amen. The Bible tells us she pressed. She pressed through the crowd. She knew she had to touch Jesus. Amen.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this man, amen, is an outcast. Hey, listen, friend. No doubt people saw him as he had his had his face covered, and he had to come through unclean, 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 and maybe people shuddered from him, but he knew he had to get to Jesus. He knew he had to get to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sir, glory to God.
Sin makes you an outcast.
Sure it does.
Did you realize we're dead without God?
Yes, sir.
We're dead in trespasses and in sins. The Bible says in you that he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. We're in time past. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in time past, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. You realize God don't have hardly anything good to say about a sinner lost in sin. Amen. You say, preacher, I think we're to have a good self-esteem. I'm going to tell you, friend, when you see yourself like God sees you, lost in the sight of God, and how sin makes you an outcast from society, outside. Amen. I'm going to tell you, this leper knew he had to have a cry. This is a cry of a poor man. This man probably lost all that he had. Right. He probably lost his family. His family probably shunned him, Brother Micah.
Sure.
His family no doubt excluded him. He couldn't have fellowship because he would defile everything he touched. Amen.
Right.
Everything he touched would be unclean. Amen. I'm going to tell you, thank God. Like the ladies sung about, I so love. I hear my wife sing that song and those ladies singing that song. Thank God I ran to the city of refuge. Amen. I'm glad we can lay hold on the help that is set before us, Brother Zach. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. Yeah, that's good.
Glory to God. I say about every time, amen, I'm not going to do this again, amen. And I get to preaching.
Come on.
And God puts it on me, amen, and I do it again.
Do it again, preacher.
Just act like a wild man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Good.
I'm not against anybody's type of preaching, amen. These boys go get to preaching, amen. They think, you know, they got to make everybody be in hell, amen, and preach like that, preachers, amen, hallelujah. They think that's how you're supposed to preach, amen, hallelujah. Praise God. That city of refuge, amen.
Yes.
I'm glad, hallelujah, it was open to all manslayers, amen. It didn't exclude anybody, amen. I find it hard to believe, Brother Zach, that Christ died for abominable sin, but Christ died even for the sin of sodomy, amen. Listen, he died, amen, for every sinner. There's nobody excluded outside the grace of God, amen. He had the city open for all.
Amen.
I'm glad I don't believe in Calvinism. I don't believe,
yeah.
You believe in Calvinism. If you want to be scriptural or not, amen.
That's right.
I'm glad he died for every man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You will have all men to be saved and come and I don't ever want to preach in such a way. I want to preach hard against sin. But listen, I don't ever want to preach in such a way that sinners that think I'm happy they're going to hell. Amen.
Right.
Lord, help us.
Right.
Is open to all manslayers. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. And listen, the way was conspicuous. He said, amen, in Isaiah, make sure you get every rock, every stumbling stone, everything out of the path. Rebecca, hallelujah, of the path is made plain that people can get to the city of refuge. Amen.
Right.
If you don't get there, it ain't God's fault.
Right. Right.
Nobody's going to stick their finger in the face of God, amen, and say, it's your fault I went to hell, amen.
No, sir.
If you don't get to God, amen, it's not going to be your fault. Quit blaming God for it.
Amen.
And quit blaming everybody else.
Amen.
It's
going
to be your fault if you went to hell.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sam, he said, make sure, get all the rocks, make a clear path. Make sure people can get to the city of refuge. Amen.
Good.
That's hard to believe. I'm talking about in the Old Testament, like Brother Zach said. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you realize strangers could take advantage of it? Amen. Listen, they had a mixed multitude in there. When they come out of Egypt, amen, they had a mixed multitude. In the book of Joshua, God made provisions for the strangers, amen, that they could take advantage of the city of refuge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you want to get saved, you can get saved.
Amen.
If you don't get saved, you don't want to be saved.
That's Amen. Right.
You say, I want to be saved. Well, you can be saved.
Right. That's exactly right.
Amen. Hallelujah. You say, I want to be saved. What should I do, Brother Rose? Repent.
Yeah.
Turn your back on your way of living. Turn your back on your way of thinking.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
The Bible talks in Isaiah, amen, that you got to repent of your own thoughts.
That's right.
There's a lot of people, amen, their thoughts and their own thinking is going to get them messed up about salvation.
You better believe it.
Hallelujah. You got to come to Him, amen. You got to come with a cry of destitution. Has God showed you, amen, how much an outcast you are? Hallelujah. Hey, I don't believe in hard believism, amen. I don't believe in easy believism, but thank God, hallelujah. I believe if you get saved by the grace of God, you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you ain't going to believe without repenting.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Stipulation.
Whatever, you know, it's how God worked in my heart, amen. Whatever that besetting sin is in your life, God brings it up. God brings it up.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, whatever God brings it, whatever you make an issue with God about, amen, you're going to have to repent of. Whatever it is you make an issue with God about, you're going to have to repent of it, amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
God's a working. God's a working today.
I believe.
You don't have to leave here lost. You don't have to leave here an outcast,
yes,
out of God's presence.
Amen.
You don't have to be on the outside looking in any longer. Hey, man, you say, what I need to do, this man knew. Hey, I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I'm going to die if I don't get to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right.
There wasn't no hope for people with leprosy.
That's right.
There wasn't no cure for people with leprosy. Not this time. This man knew he had to say he was a poor man. He said this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him,
yeah,
out of all his troubles.
Yeah, glory to God.
This man realizes he's in trouble. He's in trouble with a holy God.
That's right.
That's what sin does. Sin makes you an outcast. It makes you an outcast from society. The devil says it'll build you up. It says it'll make you more popular. No, sin, no. No, 1,000 times no. Sin makes you an outcast.
Show us.
Dead trespasses and in sin. But thank God, Brother Zach. But God.
Hey, that's right.
But God.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is rich? What are you rich in? Rich in mercy.
Right.
Rich in mercy.
Good.
That's what sinners need.
Sure.
Sinners need mercy. That's what I needed when I found out from God I was lost. I needed mercy. Hallelujah. God has an abundant supply. It's a cry of destitution. Sin, leprosy, deforms and destroys. I had a young lady that's a few years younger than me. I wouldn't give too much information, Brother Tim. You know who the individual is. I had a young lady, that family years ago had stayed in our home. She come up to me at a meeting one time. She said, Brother Rose, do you know who I am? I meet a lot of people, not that I'm so popular, but I said, no, I don't, I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't know who you are. Sin had so changed.
That's right.
She's younger, man. I don't know. I know I don't look as young as I used to look, amen. But Bethany, sin had so transformed. Sin deforms and destroys.
That's right.
You may have a little spot that can be hidden maybe by your sleeve or your shirt.
That's right.
Or your pants.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you, sin begins to eat and break out on you. And it will literally destroy your life. I'm a mountain preacher. And I always try, even though I try to study, amen, and have some verses jotted down, I always try to look for the message in these thoughts. And this is the message today. We ain't going to preach on no more than what's right here.
Right. Good.
Sin deforms and destroys.
Good.
Sin is an incurable apart from divine intervention. Sin, leprosy, is incurable except God intervenes.
Yes,
there wasn't no help. Now, young man, there was scab and scab And he talked about it. I'm not trying to be funny, amen. But he talked about the scab, and the scab would be on the bald head, the bald forehead, amen. I mean, I'm a great example of that right now, hallelujah. And pretty soon, amen, I'm going to lose all my hair, and I'll just preach against hair, too. Hallelujah. But he talked about that. That's different from what we're talking about here, young lady. This man knew that he couldn't be cured apart from divine intervention.
That's right.
He had to get to Jesus. And no doubt, everybody, Brother Zach, I mean, he come in. He ain't supposed to be in the city. And then everybody's standing aghast and back. And listen, friend, maybe they was trying to get him out. But he said, I got to get to the Lord. I got to get to God. Amen. I know he's the one. And listen, I've heard about him. I've heard about what he's done. Some of you heard about what the Lord's done. But you never had that divine power working in your life.
Right.
Sin, leprosy, is incurable, Titus, except there be divine intervention. Ain't you glad that your sister, that one day God come by your way? He saw how sinful and leprous you were, Brother Mike, hallelujah. And listen, I'm glad that God don't just cure it temporarily.
Yeah.
Thank God he can cure the sin question completely. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that. Are you here today without comfort or rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Why don't you come to the Savior? When I ask you to come to the church, when I ask you to join membership, amen, you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He's the only one that can cure your problem, amen. You say, well, you don't know where I've been and you don't know what I've done, and that may all be true, amen, but I do know there's a wonderful Savior. I do know, Brother Tim, there is a balm in Gilead. There is a sympathizing Savior. Right. Hallelujah! And I'm glad. Listen, my Lord, upon the sins of many, he bore your sin, my sin. He bore the sins of all humanity.
Right.
He bore the weight of the sin of the whole world in his own body on the tree. Brother Zach so eloquently was telling us this morning, he became the sin substitute. He became the sin sacrifice. His soul was made an offering for sin. What does God think about sin? Preacher Rose, look at Calvary.
Right.
He who spared not his own son.
Right.
God didn't even spare his own son.
That's right. That's right.
Because he was made sin.
That's right.
I'm not being mean. Some people take me wrong. You reject that and you deserve to go to hell.
That's right.
And you will go to hell. God's angry with the wicked every day. God's angry with people that would reject his son. That's why he said, kiss the son, lest he be angry.
Right.
Some of you kids, amen, that listen, you may have heard the preacher's hard, but you ain't heard no preaching of harder. And I don't try to put my own kids under conviction, but I've seen some of them, the Lord deal with them, and it's sad to see them resist the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's right.
Sin's incurable apart from a divine intervention, a divine miracle. Salvation's a miracle.
Yes.
You say, Brother Rose, why are you so happy? I know your country and you're from the sticks and they called me in high school Rick the Hick, amen. Hallelujah. But thank God. Listen, friend, I realize it took a miracle to save me. Thank God. Salvation every time. You say, God ain't still doing miracles. I'm going to tell you, look around of those that are saved, everyone that's saved. It's a miracle.
That's what it is. Hallelujah.
God can take a sinner and make a saint out of them.
Yes, that's a miracle.
Hallelujah. Take beer out of their hand and put a Bible.
Yeah, God.
I'm ashamed, amen, of the filthy language that I use as a way of life before I got saved. But God, I can take curse words out of their mouth and use their mouth to be a blessing and to preach the Word of God. Hallelujah. What a blessing.
The Word of God in your mouth. Amen.
That's right.
You think I'm going to quit being excited about the things of God? Amen. I preached in Boston, Massachusetts. Amen. Just shouting, just got all of them.
Just love it.
They think somebody down there on strong drink or something. I can't. Man, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just enjoying the Lord.
Good.
I'm like I am. It doesn't matter where I go.
Amen. Good.
Hey, man. At different times, young lady have different liberty. And last night, I was so ashamed of myself. I said, I'll just confess before this church body. I didn't put the time. I was more concerned about turkey hunting than come preaching to y'all. And I repent of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're welcome.
Good. That's good.
Hallelujah. And preaching's more important than any of that.
Right.
And proclaiming the gospel is more important than that. Amen. We got to cast down all these idols. If we're going to have revival, amen, we got to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the
amen.
Things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Divine intervention. Girls, that's what you need in your life, divine intervention. Mm-hmm. Divine intervention. You need God, the Holy Ghost, to come by your way and convict you of your sins. And divinely intervene in your life. And you say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know it. Listen, I don't think that's this way here. Amen. I know that. Amen. And I'm not criticizing the church. I believe in the autonomy of the local church. Hallelujah. That you have the authority to do it as God leads you by the Spirit. Amen. But listen, we want to take people back in the back room or something like that, back in some closet, amen, talk them into something, amen. I like it, amen. If God's convicted you publicly, get right publicly, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, friend, it wouldn't matter if the whole world and all Knoxville was sitting here. If God's convicted you, amen, it doesn't make no difference. Hey, it didn't make no difference, this leper. He knew he had to get to Jesus.
Right. Thank you.
Remember that woman with the issue of blood, don't you? Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Yeah,
she admitted before that whole throng.
That's right.
It's me. It's me.
That's
I felt that virtue, amen.
Yeah.
I felt that virtue, amen. Yeah. Hey, what the doctors could not do. She'd suffered many things. Different doctors, amen. Different physicians, hallelujah. But the great physician that day touched her and she proclaimed before him, oh, amen, hallelujah.
Right, amen.
Right. Wait
a minute. Come on.
Hallelujah!
That's the best preaching that y'all have seen in
amen.
Hallelujah. Like it.
Amen!
Right.
I got that over with, amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You said I wouldn't do that, amen. Well, you did, amen. Don't let it bother you.
That's right.
You didn't do it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'd like y'all to see y'all have a meeting like this week, amen, in such a way, amen.
Oh,
that listen, we get out publicly proclaiming, amen. That you get outside the walls of this church, Brother Tim, that God had helped you in such a way, amen. That they couldn't contain it, couldn't restrain it, couldn't contain it, amen. That they have to tell somebody about the Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah. I didn't always wasn't this way, amen. Hallelujah. I used to be real reserved. Stuff like that before I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm telling the truth, amen. I know about it, all of us, amen. They always say, well, I couldn't give a book report. I couldn't stand in front of nobody, amen. Hallelujah. And you hear them talk about indoor Carolina basketball. And you hear them talk about all the stats, amen, from the lost there the other night. Stuff like that. But they can't talk about the
Right.
You talk about what you want to talk about.
I see.
And if it don't matter if it's pit, it don't matter what it is. It may be football, baseball, or all the other balls that if you cast them into hell, everybody would jump in after them.
Right?
That's right.
It's good.
Smile right there. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Good.
Did you God can cure the sin problem completely.
That's right.
If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He said, I will be thou clean. And he didn't have to worry about that problem anymore.
Oh.
I'm talking about that Old Testament law.
Yes, sir.
God brought an indictment against those priests, but he followed the law of the letter. But what he did, Brother Zach, he sent all them people back, blind people, leprous people, and all of them back to the priest for an indictment against them because they believed Jesus was a phony. But all this stuff was signs that he was truly the Messiah. It was in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. They were looking for that. But when they saw Jesus do it, they said, he does it by Beelzebub. They hated him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jesus would always send them back with those requirements to the priest. Don't you, wouldn't you love to see it? Well, how in the world? We don't know how anybody getting cured of this type of leprosy. How'd you do this and bringing these turtle doves and stuff like that? Jesus did it. Don't you know that goddamn? Every time people, they hated him. It infuriated him. These religious folk, you better be careful being religious and lost.
That's right.
You'll end up hating the things of God.
That's right.
But he cleansed him completely. He didn't have no problem with that leprosy no more. Jesus cleansed him completely. You ask me why I'm happy, I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Right.
My sins are gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
God dealt with my leprosy. I was full of sin, dear brother. Dear brother. I'm trying to thank you. Good night. I get so many glitches. Amen. It ain't even fun. Who in the world am I preaching for? What's your name again, brother? Brother Vernon. Brother Vernon. See, I was trying to think. I can't even remember. I tell you what, it'll be bad when I start losing my memory. I'm going to tell you, thank God, Brother Vernon, and a blessed day. As a 19-year-old sinner, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That I got saved by the grace of God. Amen. Your sister, Sister Rose, and got saved from my sins.
Hey, hey, that's good.
I sewed up in the bag. They're not casting the depths of the sea. Brother Zach, they're gone.
That's right.
Never to be remembered against us anymore. And their sins in the book of Hebrews and iniquities, I remember no more.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be good to have some relief from that burden of sin?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't it be a blessing to get in on some of these services and enjoy them?
Sure.
Instead of just dreading every time, I'm going to get hammered again.
Lord,
won't get convicted again.
Yeah.
As far as being a sinner. Mm-hmm. And just get cleansed from your sins. And get right with God.
Amen.
I tell you, it's not just the only life. It's the best life.
Right.
I didn't have life before I got saved.
That's right.
I was dead in trespasses and in sin. And God changed my life by the grace of God. Saved me by His wonderful grace. I've never been the same since, sir.
Amen.
And now here I stand, soon to be here in a few months, 49 years old. It's been a wonderful, wonderful life.
Amen.
Since I got saved.
Yeah.
It's been a great day since I've been born again. But that ain't all I could say. But I better just quit at the message, okay? And that's the message. Amen? That wasn't that long, amen? I'm going to tell you, eternity's a long time. And you better think about it today, amen? As you think about salvation, you better meditate on these things. Listen, we're here to be a help. We're here to be a help to you today. That's why this pastor's had us in. That's why this pastor's had this meeting. It's because he's felt under a burden.
Right.
People need to get right with God.
That's right.
And he wants to see his church on fire for God and see you effective in the service of the Lord.
That's right.
And I'll tell you how you can be that way. You're not going to ever be acceptable in the sight of God until you're saved.
That's right.
And you're never going to be acceptable in the service of God, amen, till you get, this has got to be point one in your life. You can't get over the joy of sins forgiven.
Right. Right.
You just can't get it over. It ought to, from time to time, it ought to overflow out of your life. That you walk back down to Calvary's Road, amen, and it ought to overflow that, thank God, my sins are forgiven. By the way, I don't ever want to get over it.
No.
I don't ever want to get over it. I want God to constantly remind me. I don't want to get like 2 Peter,
right,
chapter number 1, that he has forgotten, that he has purged from his old sin.
Right.
I want to add to my faith. So that's a message for another day. Amen, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it'd be good if them women would come back and sing that one more time on that City of Refuge.
Amen.
You might want to run to that city.